My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You saw what Brian Rocchio was able to do in last night's game. And, you know, 4 RBI, big night for a guy that's sitting at the bottom of the lineup. And especially right before that home run, he had failed on 2 bunts. And
fouled him off.
So, you know, for him to be able to hit that out of the ballpark after failing on the first 2 attempts on that, because, right, you want to get him in play. That wouldn't be
failing.
That's failing.
That's
so
terrible.
Yeah, so he was able to make that happen last night. And he comes up with 4 RBI last night, which to me is, you know, that's what this team needs, man. They need guys like him to be able to come up and support some of the guys that have been coming through all season long. And, you know, even when you look at a guy like Stephen Kwan, who's had, you know, a successful year hitting .294, you know, you still need to have some of those guys at the bottom. I thought that was a part of the mix there when they were having trouble and they were struggling and they were falling back into the pack, is they were getting nothing out of the bottom of the lineup. But then if you look at last night, you know Rocchio was at the bottom. He ends up with 4 RBI. Bo Naylor was 1 for 3. You know, Manzardo steps in there last night. He's 3 for 4. Will Brennan's 2 for 5. And that's all the bottom. And, you know, those are the things that are going to help this team win. That, and along with the starting pitching that we've been able to see over the last 4 or 5 games, it's been pretty exciting and fun. But as far as Rocchio is concerned, Jeff, defensively, I think we're all extremely calm with it at the beginning of the year, going, okay, you know, he's your guy. But when you're hitting .211, and it's like it's an auto out sometimes when he was going to the plate. And for him to be able to step up last night, I think that's huge, and they need more of it. But as he solidified himself in that spot, you know, 100% for the rest of the year, Jeff, and to feel like, okay, they can win, and they can win with him.
Here's the thing. At times, you have to just give young guys a chance to develop. I mean, you just have to. And
because we don't have the cash to put a cash Band-Aid on it? Is that what
you're saying? No. Because a guy, you think he's going to be a good player. Well, you got to let him play. And I think we all think Rocchio is a terrific defensive player. I saw him hitting the minors a little bit. I thought, this guy's got something. You know, for sake of argument, Omar Vizquel as a rookie hit .220. Hit .247 his second year, hit .230 his third year.
He had a lot of Band-Aids around him in that lineup, though.
That was in Seattle.
Okay.
So when he came here, he was hitting, you know, and he hit a little bit in Seattle. They gave him time. You know, he didn't really find his bat until he was about 25 years old. And when he did, terrific. And I think it's the same thing with Rocchio. I think Brian can hit. I just think it's going to take a little time. And people are too impatient sometimes when it comes to good, young, talented players. I mean, what's the most important thing for a shortstop to do? I'd love for it to be Bobby Witt, but, you know, it's not. There aren't very many Bobby Witt juniors. Rocchio's really good with the D. He'll be okay with a bat. Just give him some time.
Dave is in Bay Village. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Dave?
Hey, guys. You know, I'm really not surprised that they're on a roll, because when they added Cobb and then the guy from Detroit, you know, things started turning, and I know when they announced that they were going to be adding these two guys, I know Dan was kind of chuckling, especially with the lefty. And I mean Antonetti, they really, when I heard interviews with them and read things, they kind of really were pretty sure that these guys were ready to contribute. So I kind of went by that. They didn't seem to hedge at all. I mean, they really felt confident that these guys had something left in the tank.
And Dave, that's where these guys deserve credit. I mean, who pins their playoff pitching hopes on two guys who haven't thrown a pitch this year in the major leagues?
Right.
And they did, and it appears to be working. Appears.
Well, for as much as we all complain about, you know, we're still looking for that power hitting outfielder, which, as it turns out, they may have one that, you know, in Noel.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, these guys know pitching, and I guess when they come out and they make a statement, we're picking up these guys, and we honestly think they're going to be able to help us. I trust them. I think they. To me, they have earned that trust.
And see, Dave, that's exactly what I said earlier. I mean, and think about it. They did the same thing with Ben Lively.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, and I try to listen to their comments a lot and read things that they say. And when they don't hedge and, you know, when they say, well, you know, there's a big difference between, well, we're going to add this guy and we'll see what he can do. But they weren't saying that. They were pretty much coming out and saying, you know, we really think these guys are going to contribute. And if they're going to sound that sure about it, it's pretty hard to bet against them.
Well, Dave, I'm not trying to be a contrarian on it, but what else are they going to say? Well, we'll see if these guys work. I mean, knowing that they didn't have anybody else.
It's the track record, though.
Yeah,
it's a track record, and you're not to be a smart ass here, but you're kind of wrong about that. I mean,
what else are they going to say? I mean, they needed starting pitching. We went into, like I said, we went into that Kansas City game. We didn't have two starting pitchers because one of the guys they brought in, who's having some trouble with blisters and stuff on his fingers, wasn't able to pitch, and so they better believe in the guys they're bringing in, shouldn't they? That's their job.
But there's a big difference between we're going to add these guys and hope that they could do something, and then somebody come out and saying, well, we believe they're going to do it. And they said this with a great deal of conviction. So, that's just my perception of it.
It's all right. All right.
You know.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
all right.
it. Yeah, I mean, look, they've done a fantastic job over the years of and I don't know who was it that coined, I can't remember the interview we were doing, and it just kind of hit me that they're great at thrift shopping. I mean, let's face it, they took two guys that weren't pitching and said, okay, we're going to bank on these guys and let's see what we can get out of them when they come back in. They've done Chris is fantastic at that. He's fantastic, and he's been, you know, he's been in that position for a long time, and so he gets it, he understands it, but he also knows that it's fragile. So let's hope these guys can keep it up. And I'm thrilled. Please don't think that I'm negative. Jeff and I have been talking about this for the entire season. It's just, it was easy to get concerned when they lost the grip on first place and that they had to find themselves. And yes, I know, I'll get texts from our friends. It's baseball. That's how it works. It's 162. Trust me, I've lived it with these guys before. I understand it. And it's a long process. And I think when you're on the inside of it, it doesn't look the same as when you're on the outside of it. And, you know, we're on the outside of it. I don't care what any of us. We're not the ones on the inside. So these guys internally had to figure out a way, you know, to stay the course and not fall off the face of the earth and not panic, especially for a young team, to not panic when you lost, what, a 9-game lead in the American League Central. And then they were able to build it back up. And part of its schedule, part of its health, a lot of its health, to be able to have a couple guys that you can trust to go out there. And then, again, you got what you got last night. Like, as I watched last night, I'm like, all right, hey, this team might be ready for the playoffs. They look like they're in a good position. If you can get, you know, if you can get three and hopefully a fourth starter to feel like they can go out there and give you 5-6 innings during the playoffs, you've got a shot, man. You've got a shot.
Last four games make you think that that's here.
It does.
But it's, I mean, that's small sample size for some of this, but you just need some consistency here.
And then we'll see how it rolls. You know, you head off to Los Angeles here. That's not an easy trip.
Mm-mm.
It's not. And so, you know, we'll see what happens. It's just, I don't know. I'm excited. I want to see what happens. But what more do you need to see here then, Jeff? Because I think you're on board. What else would you like to see from these boys trying to move forward here and to give you a better feel, more confident feel on where they're going?
The starting pitching has to continue to be okay. Doesn't even have to be great, Andy. The last four games are a blessing. If this team gets that kind of starting pitching the rest of the way, they're going to make a deep playoff run. I'm convinced of that. Only thing it, I think, needs to really add to the mix, and I don't know if you can add it, is keep some hot bats. You bring up Kyle Manzardo. He's been pretty good since he came up. Makes me wonder why you waited, because the team was struggling offensively. But you kept your versatility. I have no idea. Hmm. You know, I said too many times, and I didn't mean to bash two guys, but you didn't need both Schneeman and Freeman. Well, you still don't. But Manzardo has come up and hit the ball, and maybe he could have come up and hit the ball beforehand. Might have helped. Lead might be even bigger than 4.5.
I'll be interested to see how they play tonight. You know, they know they've won the series, right? And they get Lugo tonight. So he's 14-8. You go back and look at his last three starts. He's gone at least five innings in all three of those starts, but two of those starts he's gone seven innings. Man, he had a rough one against Philly there. Gave up 11 hits. But this should be the showcase game of the series, don't you think? If you're Kansas City, man, you're borderline desperate now. You're letting it slip slide away.
They don't win this one. They're 6.5 back, Andy. That's tough.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
That's tough in September. They win tonight, they're okay. They're 4.5.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just looking at Dan, what are your thoughts on all this stuff?
A four and a half game lead is not insurmountable by any stretch. So, I mean, but
it's tough.
You put, no. Well, 6.5 is a lot tougher.
True.
I mean, they've done everything. They caught fire at the exact right time that they needed to catch fire. And the starting rotation has been the one that's done it. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like the starting rotation started to finally carry the hitting for a little bit, and then the hitting started waking up. And more than anything else, man, it saves your bullpen. A bullpen that was seriously taxed. And now that pen has had a few days that it can kind of rest. I mean, what? We're at 3 or 4 starts in a row of 6 innings?
4.
Which in modern baseball,
and Gavin Williams won 7 in one of those.
Yeah, modern baseball, that's massive. I mean, that's as good as it gets. And Matthew Boyd on the hill, and let's see if he's got another 6-inning start in him. I mean, I'll be the first. I'll come out and say right here, I was wrong on Matthew Boyd. I was wrong, flat out.
Oh, Jeff was singing his praises before.
Hey.
No, what I was singing, it wasn't him. It was the trust in the front office. They thought this guy was worthy of being signed and brought back over a 4 or 5 minor league starts and being an addition to the rotation for the stretch drive.
If that dude pitches the way...
They've shown that they were correct.
If he pitches the way he did against Pittsburgh, that's a legit signing. That's going to make some noise. He limited the hard contact, got a lot more swing and miss. Hopefully there is more of that, because that's far more consistent than guys just ripping balls as hard as they can and fielders making great plays.
You know what I hate? His contract's up at the end of the year. I hate it.
I'm okay with that one.
Frank Stamps is going to join us next, former Browns linebacker. We're going to talk a little bit of football with him as the Browns get set to open up the season against Dallas on Sunday. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.